This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Se'if Gimel. Simen Lamed Se'if Gimel. If you wanted to go on the road early, Menicham, you put on the tefillin, Ushagia Zmanam, and when the time of tefillin comes, Yamashmesh Bahem, you should position them, feel them. Deleka Lamecha Shema Yishan Bahem, we're not concerned that you might sleep in them. Kivan Shehishkim Biyatzal Adarach, since you woke up and you went on the road. In other words, we hold that Laila is man tefillin. We hold Laila's man tefillin. Why don't we put it on? We're afraid you might fall asleep and pass gas, but if somebody wakes up early to go onto the road, then they're definitely not going to fall asleep, and therefore we don't have to be concerned. Says the Mishnah Brura, Latzeis la'adarach sivkaten yud, v'kashel el'hanichan achakach. Let's say it would be very hard to put it on after Mibnei HaKor because of the cold, v'chol kahaygavna, or any similar situation. B'hashkama, afilu koidem amar ha-shachar, even before Alois. Menicham, he could put them on koidem yitziyasai. V'yachal l'chavein shaloiv shalom l'shem mitzvah. You could even be mechavein, that you're putting them on for a mitzvah, kivan dekaimelan laila, zman tefillinu, since we hold night is zman tefila. Even if, let's say, you had a place to guard them, and you don't have to put them on to wear them, but since there's no concern, it's permitted. Since there's no concern that you might fall asleep, this is permitted. In other words, so if you're allowed to put it on, why don't you make a bracha earlier? The answer is, even though Chazal allowed you to advance the placement of the tefillin at night in a situation where there's no concern for sleep, afil hachi l'inyan bracha regarding making the blessing, they didn't want it to enact that you should say v'tzivanu before the time comes. Nevertheless, if you advance the bracha, and you made the bracha at night when you put them on, you don't have to make another bracha in the morning. It's interesting, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that when you're yamashmesh, the bracha is not going on the mishmush that you're doing at the time. The maisa hanacha that you did before, which is connected to you wearing it now. Just like we say that somebody who wears klayim, there's a constant chiyuv to remove it, and every moment you're not removing it, you're wearing it. So too by tefillin. It's not that now I'm being mamashmesh, so that's the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is the fact that you put it on earlier, and that's connected to the fact that I'm wearing it now. So why do we have an idea of mishmush? So that there should be some kind of hecker of act of fulfilling the mitzvah. And the mishmush is not ma'akev. Okay, the Mishnah Brura continues. The yatzal derech. Now this is the big whopper over here. Oh, sorry. You don't see me. V'davka hoylech beraglav. This is all if you are walking by foot. Oy roichev, or you're riding. Avol yoishev. But let's say you're sitting by agala aso aniach shema yishemahem ba'ayim ba'alacha. Oh, so if you're going on a plane, and you say, oh, I woke up, so now let me put on the tefillin, because I'm not going to fall asleep. No, it's only if you're walking, or you're riding an animal, but you're sitting on a wagon, this does not apply. So again, that's the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. However, the Bir Halacha says that look in the Ataras Zakenim and the Prima Gadim, they are noted to say that even on a wagon it would be mutter, but the Arzai Sachayim is maskim to the Machmirim that it's not mutter. Says the Bir Halacha, if you're afraid you might lose them and you're doing this to guard them, then you could be makel even if you're riding on a wagon. Because there are those who, there are many who are makel that you could wear them at night as a shmira. Let's start Sif Daled. Hayababa Darach. If you were going on the road, Utfilin Baroishai, and you had tefillin on your head, Vishaka Olav Chama, and the sun set. So you're going on the road, and you have tefillin on your head, and the sun set. Oisha Yoisha Beis HaMedrash, or you're sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, tefillin Baroishai, you had tefillin on your head, Vikidei Shalav Hayoim, and Shabbos came. Yaniach yodei aleim at sheyagia labayis. So either you're traveling and you're wearing tefillin and it's shkias hachama, or you're in the Beis Medrash and it's Shabbos. Yaniach yodei aleim at sheyagia labayis. Cover with your hand until you get home. Vim yesh bayis karav lachomer shemishtamrim sham. Choltzim amicham sham. If there is a closer house to the wall that it would be guarded, then remove them and leave it there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vashaka. Reishazu Mari Bechoil. The first scenario is talking about during the weekday. Ulacholtzan ulanasim biyadai. So why can't you take it off? Misyari Shema Yiplu Yimar Baderach. You're afraid that to take off the tefillin and to carry it, they might fall out of your hands. So we say, Vihitiru loy laniach yadai aleim lachasoysam. We allow you to put your hand on it and cover it. Even though we said earlier in Sif Breiz, the Mekivan Shem Mekvar Olav Ein Tzarach Lechaltzan, that once they're on you already, you don't have to take them off. We said, Imhinicham Koidim Shatishka Achama V'Choshcha Olav, even if they're on you the whole night, it's mutter. So why over here do we say you should cover it? Shani hacha demisha yifka boy. Here it's different. Because someone who meets you, pen yitte loymar, he might make a mistake. Shemutter l'haniach haz tefillin. Now maybe you're allowed to put on tefillin. Avo besamach ma'ir sheyosh bebeisai. In Sif Beis we're talking about you're sitting in the privacy of your home. If you're sitting in the privacy of your home, we're sitting in the privacy of your home, so then there's no concern somebody might see you. Again, me'ikar hadin, the halacha is that if somebody put on tefillin by day and it's still on at night, you don't have to take it off. But that's only if you're in the privacy of your home. But here, where you might meet someone on the street and they're going to learn from you that you're allowed to continue wearing it, so then it is, you have to cover it. Now, v'hai v'shaka chama peirosh soiv shkia. When we say sunset, it doesn't mean the first shkia. It means night. Dehutse sakuchavim. De bein hashmashos ein tzarech lecholtzan. Because bein hashmashos, you don't have to remove tefillin. Umoyrin kein lemaisa. We paskin this lemaisa. We instruct people. Again, this is talking about where you have a reason, where you need it to guard it. So you need to guard it, then you're allowed to keep it on. But by night, you have to take it off if you might meet people. Now, v'chol zem midina, this is Omei Yikar Adinu, v'shem Arizal Kasev, in the name of the Ari, it's written, Shahya Nizar l'choltzan achar shkia sachama. He was careful to remove it after shkia, even the first shkia. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Tes Zayin, v'kidei shroi tzoloimer, denase bein hashmashais. It became bein hashmashos, and this is talking about l'chayra Shabbos. V'e'ef sh'loi lisa oisam b'yadei l'beisai. You can't carry it, mibnei kedusha Shabbos. U'lahashar oisam sham e'ef sh'r. And you couldn't leave it there. Why? Because back in the day, the batei midrashim were not safe. The batei midrashim hayu basa, they were in the field. Malkim shem mishurim b'nei aganovim. They were not guarded from robbers. Alkein hitiru lei chachamim lenosam olav derech malbush abesai. Therefore, the rabbis allow you to wear it as an article of clothing till your house. So again, if either on a weekday night came And the reason why you have to cover it is because somebody might meet you. Or on Shabbos, the first Shkia came. So we're allowed to carry it as a garment. We have to cover it so that people don't see that you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we're going to do one more sif. So to be 3 days ahead, here we go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.